If you know what you believe, then you can live what you believe. It's certainly easier to live what you believe if you know what you believe. So each time we meet, we have an affirmation of our faith taken from God's Word, this one from Ephesians chapter 2. But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. The reading of God's Word for today is from the letter of James, the first chapter, the second through the 12th verses. Verses I consider some of the toughest in the New Testament. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all he does. The brother in humble circumstances ought to take pride in his high position, but the one who is rich should take pride in his low position, because he will pass away like a wild flower. For the sun rises with a scorching heat and withers the plant, its blossom falls, and its beauty is destroyed in the same way. The rich man will fade away even while he goes about his business. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. May the Lord add his blessing to this reading of his holy word. Today we are going to talk about something we all think we know something about. I can say that with some confidence because I am sure I thought I knew something about this topic, and I'm supposed to know a lot about this topic. Turns out that I do not know much about the topic, which is blessing. Blessings, blessedness, as in bless the Lord. Bless me, bless my soul, say a blessing. He blessed him. One of the first things we notice is that the word bless or blessing is both a verb and a noun, an action word, and a thing that can act or be acted upon. You can say, that blessing really blessed me. But it isn't just you and I who think we know what a blessing is. People who aren't even Christian use the word blessed. A disc jockey who is also a record producer began one of his recordings with this statement, "We are going to celebrate life, success, and all blessings." This man has declared himself a devout Muslim. Blessed is even a hashtag word on social media and is usually used to express gratitude for fortunate circumstances. Among those with even no religion, a person's claim to be blessed regularly begins to sound self-centered or even an attempt at humble bragging. I mean, how many times can you say, "I am so blessed," and not start that statement with the letter I? Students get a scholarship and they call themselves blessed. An unexpected raise and people say they are blessed. Your kid can recite whole scenes of Shakespeare and parents say they are blessed. You read a bumper sticker that says, "My kid can beat up your A student. I'm so blessed." Well, I'd be surprised if you actually saw such a bumper sticker. I've seen the first part. I haven't seen the second part about blessing. But you get the point. Is the blessed life the same thing as the successful life? Is the blessed life the same thing as the successful life? I'm going to come back to that question in a little bit. For a while, in the 1990s, I would tell people I was overly blessed, by which I meant that I had more on my plate than I could handle, and they were all good things on my plate. I now don't think that's a proper use of the word blessed, because what about the opposite? Can a person be overly cursed? Isn't being cursed bad enough instead of overly cursed? So what is a blessing? We have to turn to the Bible. Uh-oh, the Bible's not helping on this one. There are four different words in Hebrew for bless or blessing. There are two different words in Greek in the New Testament for the word bless. And the English word to bless comes from an Old English word that was translating a Latin word. So, I say, if no one has used the word bless or blessings correctly, well, there's plenty of reason for that. So, as a pastor who has been confused, I hope I can help you understand, and hope I can remember, what the Bible words bless and blessing mean. Blessings are gifts, but there can still be a difference. For example, Israel was given the Holy Land by God. It was a gift. But to have a good crop or a good yield, that is a blessing. To be given a chicken or a goat or a cow would be a gift. But for those animals to produce eggs, milk, and young, those are blessings. The promise to Israel is that if they will keep God's law, they will be blessed in the city, blessed on the farm, blessed in their work. The fruit of their lands will be blessed. That is, the Lord God gives favor and goodness to his creation. But here's the important point. The blessings are given out of God's goodness, not man's. Should I say that again? Blessings are given out of God's goodness, not man's goodness. God is blessing you or me because God wants to, not because of anything we did. God is blessing you or me because God wants to, not because of anything we did. Jesus said that the rains that fall on, what we would say, Christian farmers' fields and pagan farmers' fields. That is how good God is. And for thousands of years, people have not liked that about our God, that the rain falls on the Christians and the pagan farmers' fields as well. Did you hear that? For thousands of years, people have not liked that about our God, that the rain falls on the believers' fields and the non-believers' fields, the unbelievers' fields. And why do they not like that? Because it means God is uncontrollable in his goodness and his gifts and God's blessing. God cannot be manipulated with. God cannot be bargained with. People would prefer to believe that God blesses good people. People would prefer to believe that God blesses people who do good and blesses them with good. People would really prefer that if we keep our noses clean, God will be kind, but that's wrong. God is kind, whether your noses are clean or not. In our praises from the Psalm, Psalm 1, what did we read? Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. But friends, Jesus did stand with sinners. Jesus sat in the company of mockers. And Jesus also delighted in the law of the Lord. And Jesus was blessed, but Jesus was also crucified. This is where the success gospel gets easily misled. You will be blessed if you don't follow the wicked, Psalm 1 says, but if you are blessed does not also mean that you are not following the wicked. See how easy it is to get confused? I would mention one of our own members, because most of you know that he's been sick most of his adult life. Did he follow in the way of sinners or sit with mockers and scoffers? You and I know he hasn't been out of the hospital long enough to do any of those things. So what evil has he done? Job and the book of Job say you can't claim that Job did anything wrong with all the bad that happened to him. Job didn't do anything wrong according to the law. So Job asks an important question. Should we receive good from the hand of the Lord and not receive bad things? Job 2:10. We receive good gifts and we thank God. We get bad things and we don't want to receive them, and we don't want to thank God for them. We try to explain how unfair it all is when bad things happen to good people, or bad things happen to us. The book of Job says, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It says that right after the part where it says the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You and I cannot explain blessings by looking at ourselves. You and I cannot explain blessings by looking at ourselves. We can only understand blessings by looking at God. Blessings come not because of who we are or because of what we have done. Blessings come because of who God is. God blesses us. We can also bless God, which idea and meaning is based on the two of the other words for the word bless. The original Hebrew word means to bend the knee or to kneel, which would mean worship, or to praise, or to glorify God. To bless the Lord, or blessed be the Lord, is to say, let God be worshipped. Let God be adored. Let God be glorified. And we do not call others to worship the Lord because of what we have done, or even for what God has done. But we worship God because God is good. God has shown favor. So let's return to the earlier question. Is the blessed life the same as the successful life? I'm going to quote from a Christian writer, but maybe you can guess her answer to that question if I tell you about her. Job's blessings, we read, all disappeared in one fateful day. And the author writes, I too had a comfortable life that was stripped away within a few weeks. By age 13, I'd had 21 surgeries. I spent years in the hospital. I suffered verbal and physical bullying from classmates. I had multiple miscarriages as a young wife. I had a child that died. I suffered a debilitating progressive disease. I suffered riveting pain, abandonment. I received an unwanted divorce. My dreams were shattered. The question is the blessed life the same as the successful life? Vanitha Reisner has written a book. The title of the book is A Clue. the scars that have shaped me. She writes, suffering and trials are not blessings, but they can be channels for God's grace. The Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 8 states that God is working all things together for good. Doesn't mean all things are good. It means God's working it to the good. Vanitha Reisner points out that the English Standard Version of the New Testament has 112 references with the words bless or blessing or blessed, and none of them are connected to material prosperity. Did we hear that? 112 references in the New Testament with the words bless, blessing, or blessed, and none of them are connected to material prosperity. James, in our reading for today, chapter 1, verse 12, blessed is the one who remains steadfast under trial. And often I like to point out what the Bible does not say. James 1:12 does not say, blessed is the one who avoids trials. It does not say, blessed is the one who never suffers trials. But blessed is the one who remains steadfast under trial. As mentioned, the Apostle Paul stated that God works for the good. The problem so often is that you and I do not know what the good is. Now, the Bible does not say, blessed is the man who eats donuts every day. That's right, the Bible does not say that. You can imagine my surprise when I discovered that just last week. I had always believed that it demonstrated God's favor if you were able to eat a donut every day. Come to find out that God is more concerned about cholesterol than I thought. Working things to the good is lowering my blood sugar and my cholesterol by not eating donuts. So I become confused about what is good, what is better, and what is best. I was going to settle for the good donuts. Come to find out that fewer donuts is better, and fewest donuts is best. You see, we as Christians think that being a C average Christian is good, or even good enough. But God intends to make us into A average Christians, even A plus Christians. God knows how to give good gifts, said Jesus, but giving all of us exactly what we want is not a good gift. Just as giving every child a pony at Christmas when they ask for it is not a good gift. For followers of Jesus, there are better gifts that make us more like Jesus. The power to endure trial, the patience of Job, the book of James, I believe, mentions. What did Jesus say? Blessed are those who are persecuted. Blessed are you when others revile you. Matthew chapter 5. So can we answer the question now? Is the blessed life the same thing as the successful life? No, it is not. Why? Because we may not know what real success is. Real success is following Jesus. Real success and real blessing is a relationship with God. Real success is growing in faith and growing to be more like Jesus. So what does that tell us about the so-called success gospel? The success gospel does not know what success is, and it isn't clear that it even knows what the gospel is. So I'm afraid I have to apologize when I give the blessing at the end of the worship service, because I intend for you to have a blessed life. And I'm convinced that a blessed life is way better than a successful life. Amen.